Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com.
On the Cougar Sports Hotline, Jackson Moore from Scout.com. You can follow him on Twitter at JacksonM_Scout. Jackson, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great. Is Hawaii, the islands, truly paradise this time of the year? What's the weather looking like out in Hawaii these days?
Oh, well, I wish I could tell you. I really, really do. Instead, I'm in a parking lot in Fresno, California.
Oh, okay.
About 100 degrees.
Oh, that sounds brutal. 100 degrees already out in the valley, huh? Well, no, that's another Mount Wisco. But we're going to dive in to the Rainbow Warriors today. We're coming off a pretty good first season in 2016 under Nick Rolovich, 7-7 with a bowl victory. Was that, I mean, kind of looking back in the outlook from, you know, Hawaii for 2017, kind of looking back at last season, to me, I kind of forgot that they had a bowl victory. Was it a huge surprise to the locals and the fans of the program last season?
I think so. I mean, the Hawaii fans, they're coming off of a few really rough years, but there was a whole decade or so of the June Jones era where things were really rolling. And for them, it's not what they're used to seeing, how down the program was. And those kind of the fans that maybe aren't so in tune to the program were really hoping to see a turnaround. But those that were in the know knew how big of a rebuilding process this was going to be for Coach Rolovich. I mean, he really took on an empty cupboard. And for the fact that they already went to a bowl game in year one of the Coach Rolovich era is really astonishing. I mean, based off of all the research I did with the recruiting and everything, it was really rough, but they got things rolling after the first month or so, and they finished out the year winning 6 out of their last 10, got to that bowl game. They were fortunate that they did get UMass at the end of the year, where they were able to get to a 6-7 record, and from there go to a bowl game with the amount of bowls there are right now. But definitely gets the team going in the right direction over the offseason, and a chance to build on that for year two.
You had mentioned the 5 straight losing seasons for Hawaii. Nick Rolovich comes in 7-7 record in his first season. What's kind of been the big difference that he's made as opposed to, you know, guys before him that, you know, were winning 2 or 3 games a year? What's kind of been the difference that he has brought to the Hawaii program?
Well, I think the big thing is really just the energy. I mean, he has connections to that June Jones era when things were going really well, having played quarterback, and I mean, he really ramped up things on social media and just being out in the community, and all that is on the surface that the media and the fans saw was what was going on behind in the locker room as well. He was able to inherit the players that he got and really motivate them and just get them going back and in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, even the last month or so before of the 2015 season was really, really bad. So for him, I think it really all was in the locker room and getting a staff together that could take care of the things schematically. I think he got everything about as good as he could in year one, and hopefully with his recruiting over the next couple of years, he can kind of take it even higher.
Obviously, Nick Rolovich was a very successful quarterback himself. I think that he's made a big difference in Drew Brown, with this being his second year as a starter. What do you expect from Drew Brown in the 2017 season?
Yeah, I mean, Drew Brown was definitely a surprise. He didn't start right off the bat to the season. I mean, he was only recruited in about May or June before the season. So once he did get out there and got a little comfortable, he was definitely impressive and really the best option they've had at quarterback for years, and was very impressive, throwing for about 2,500 yards and 19 touchdowns, only 7 picks. I think there's definitely an opportunity for him to take a step forward, though, in this next season. Having just that confidence and having an established starting season under his belt, and with Coach Rolovich coaching him, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do in year two. And his legs are also a pretty big threat for him. And it's not so much in the stat sheet, but, I mean, he had some really breakaway plays out of the backfield as a runner, too.
Talking with Jackson Moore, Scout.com, covers Hawaii football. So we're getting to know the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors in 2017. Jackson, you know, with Hawaii, what was accomplished from spring football? What were they working on? What was accomplished?
Well, it was really just kind of building off of that momentum that they had the past year. They do have quite a few returners. You have Drew Brown coming back, a quarterback. They bring back their top running back, Diostomy St. Just. They have a pretty big core of receivers coming back. I think there was a few spots on the offensive line and the defensive line that they were just trying to plug in from last year where they lost a couple of seniors. But overall, I mean, it is a pretty well-rounded team with just a few holes to fill in, and hopefully they were able to get some of that accomplished over the spring. But that was, I think, the main thing they wanted to get done.
There's kind of a local tie to BYU on this roster. Dylan Colley, who's younger brother to, I think, the best BYU receiver ever that BYU's produced, in Austin Colley. Dylan Colley is a slot receiver for the Rainbow Warriors, if I'm not mistaken. What's his outlook? Is he one of the top pass targets for Drew Brown?
Yeah, he'll be about the second returner out of the group, just behind John Ursua. They lose Marcus Kemp, as I mentioned. Those are kind of like the three top guys. They do bring back a couple of receivers that weren't able to play last year but have some experience from the previous season. So you'll definitely see Colley out there as one of the top targets, and they should have a pretty well-rounded group there.
Defensively, Hawaii gave up a lot of points. In the bowl game, they gave up 35 points to Middle Tennessee. It's one of those groups that you kind of feel is going to improve as Nick Rolovich's tenure at Hawaii comes along. But what are kind of the strengths and what are the weaknesses of Hawaii's defense coming up in 2017?
Yeah, the defense, they did have a few pretty poor games, especially going up against some of the better talent that they faced. It was kind of an up-and-down season. They do bring back a few key returners. They do have linebacker Jelani Tavai, who is pretty much the top guy returning out of the linebacker position. They have a few key players, but they definitely need to upgrade the talent there, and they're going to have a little bit of a change in the coaching staff there on the defensive side as well. So there are a few things that they definitely need to shore up, and there's a few players that can maybe be difference makers. There's Jamie Tago, who they brought back out of junior college, who has gone through some things, and if they can keep him and a couple other guys out on the field, that might be the talent upgrade that they need for the second year.
Talk with Jackson Moore, scout.com, covers Hawaii football, getting familiar with the Rainbow Warriors. You know, Jackson, I wanted to talk to you because, you know, working with scout.com, you know, you're in touch with Hawaii recruiting, and it feels like, you know, BYU and Hawaii cross a lot of paths in recruiting a lot of kids. They cast a wide net. It feels like Rolovich is offering a lot of kids. What's the recruiting approach under Rolovich like for Hawaii right now?
Well, definitely on year one, it was just kind of cast the widest net possible. They were coming from a coaching staff before that didn't even come to California or the West Coast at times during the spring evaluations. And right when Rolovich and his staff came in, they all traveled to about as many high schools as possible and try to start those connections, and also try to do the same in Hawaii, where talent is getting more recognized there out of the high school ranks and leaving at a higher pace as well. So it's kind of a dual threat where they want to establish Hawaii as the hometown team and start keeping more of those guys at home, but also just grinding out there across the West, Western United States, and getting as many scholarship offers out there, getting as much social media recognition from those kids as possible, and hoping that they stick on a few, it feels like. So they definitely have a huge offer list, and there's a lot of teams they cross paths with. But once they start narrowing it down, it's a little more than meets the eye.
BYU and Hawaii have, I think, a pretty storied history. And Rolovich is, you know, a big piece of that. Back in that 2001 game where he put the beat down on BYU, putting up 72 points that afternoon, already 16 years ago. Do Hawaii fans still care about playing BYU? Is it still a big thing when BYU travels to the islands?
I think so, and I think a lot of the Mountain West schools feel that way, but Hawaii especially, and I know Fresno State kind of shares the same sentiment as well, another team that I cover. BYU is just not only the history between the programs, but just the fact that it is a more prestigious program than the schools face on a regular basis with the Mountain West lineup, and especially the fact to have them at home. And when I look at this schedule, I think if Hawaii can be bowl eligible by the time that BYU comes to town, or hopefully they were not looking to become bowl eligible with that game, but if it's one of those two scenarios, it could be a really rocking crowd, which has been kind of lacking over the past few years, even with some of the success that Hawaii had this past season. It's definitely not the same as it was before.
And I'm glad you mentioned kind of the lacking crowd, because that's going to maybe tie into my next question. What's the big picture outlook for Hawaii football in terms of, you know, conference alignment and things like that? Because I remember a time there was conversations about bars of soap couldn't be purchased in Aloha Stadium. The resources were just lacking in the program. Is the transition from the WAC to Mountain West football, has it stabilized Hawaii? And is there still a belief that they can be sustained being removed from the mainland?
It has been tough. There are some things that they had to do themselves just to be a part in the Mountain West. With schools traveling there, there are some things, concessions that they had to give up. And it's not the most ideal relationship. And having the sports split apart with the rest of the sports playing in the Big West is kind of strange. But I think that one of the more bigger conversations probably right now around the program is the situation with the stadium. The Aloha Stadium needs some upgrades, and there's been talks of even building a new stadium or how to make that possible. It's such a big stadium with history, and when it gets rocking, it's a pretty neat environment. I think there's a little bit of a flux going on right now, but I think it should, once they figure things out there from a state level, it may be able to even out over the next few years.
I think Hawaii, you look at the Mountain West, you got one really tough division with Boise State, Colorado State, Wyoming, and Air Force in it. Hawaii's kind of fortunate that outside of San Diego State, there's not a whole lot of teams that are projected to do a whole lot this season. Is a realistic expectation for Hawaii to finish either first or second in this division? You know, how realistic might it be for Hawaii to, you know, possibly win the Mountain West West Division?
I don't think too many people would complain if San Diego State were the champions again out of the division, but if they can at least get second place, I think that's expected. They were fortunate where they're rebounding and got momentum going, where they did face three teams that ultimately ended up firing their coaches, which were Fresno State, San Jose State, and Nevada, all in their division. And this year they get the benefit again of playing them with first-year coaches who are just trying to figure things out with their programs. And so those are definitely three teams you look at as wins. And the only other team in the division I haven't mentioned out of that group is UNLV, who, even though they've had a few years under Coach Tony Sanchez, it's still not a storied program by any means, and one that Hawaii feels they could beat. So really it just comes down to going against San Diego State or maybe getting some fortunate draws with the interconference schedule. But the game against San Diego State was rough last year, and they do realize it's going to be a big upgrade to try and knock them off in year two.
Jackson, before we let you go, I want to ask, what would you say is best case scenario for Hawaii in 2017? What's the worst case scenario?
Well, I think they should definitely be at least a six-win team at the very worst. I don't see them regressing at all, and this schedule definitely plays in their favor a lot more than it did last year. Last year, going to Michigan, playing Cal in Australia, going to Arizona, it was a really rough schedule for them. This year, they do go to UCLA, but other than that, there's not very many impossible tasks on the schedule. I think they could get to maybe 8 or 9 wins and get to a bowl game if things go right in those kind of toss-up games.
You can follow him on Twitter at JacksonM_Scout. He's Jackson Moore, part of the Scout.com network, covering Hawaii football, also Fresno State football as well. So all your Mount West needs are covered with Jackson. Jackson, we appreciate you coming on today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Jackson Moore, everyone. Good stuff from him.
Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com.